From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry's whistle-stop tour took him to Arizona today, where he visited the Grand Canyon and nearby towns. His train trip crossed the Midwest before heading into the Southwest. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports the campaign's look and feel changed when the tracks led through Indian country.
As the Kerry Express chugged across Missouri and Kansas into Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona, the land outside the window went from lush green to sage brown. Giant red rock formations loomed outside the train, and the political landscape changed too. Kerry jumped off the train in Gallup, New Mexico, and drove to nearby Navajo Nation land, where the 83rd annual intertribal Indian ceremonial was underway. Hundreds of Native Americans gathered at the foot of a massive red rock formation, watching elder tribesmen in feathers, beads, and paint dance in honor of John Kerry's visit. Tribal chiefs and a Navajo code talker brought the candidate before the crowd, urging him to keep sight of the complex social problems facing Native Americans today. Kerry did not disappoint.
And it is a sad fact that one-third of the Native Americans have no health insurance at all. It is a sad fact that the life expectancy of Native Americans is less than other Americans. It is a sad fact that we are spending more money today on federal prisoners' health than on the health of Native Americans.
The supporters seemed delighted that a national political figure was speaking directly to them about their issues. And Kerry told the crowd that all Indian leaders he's met with have felt they were not listened to in the last 4 years.
And so I also intend to put a Native American in the White House, directly responsible for our relationship, working directly with all of the tribes, all of the Indian country of America.
That proposal scored high marks with Nick Brokeshoulder, a Navajo from nearby Gallup.
Native Americans as a whole are always a misrepresented voice in local government and state and the higher levels in the bureaucracy. So the thing is, the things that he mentioned today are very, very important.
After his speech, Kerry was surrounded by admirers, hoping for a handshake or maybe a picture with the candidate. But the leader of the Navajo Nation Council, Larry Anderson, said that star power doesn't necessarily mean Native Americans will vote for him.
Right now, Kerry has stepped up a few notches with the Indian people here because he came here to the reservation. He came here to a festival. He came here to a ceremony and talked directly to the Indian people. So he's been given some notch and also been given a feather in a way.
The Kerry campaign hopes that honor will translate to high voter turnout in his favor. Native American voters are a key Democratic constituency in many swing states of the Southwest. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, traveling with the Kerry campaign in Arizona.